Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Avu Benai, a father and a son, Shero es Achodesh, they saw the new moon. Yelchu, they should go. Wait, but can a father and a son be Eidos together, be a pair of Eidos? Sagt the Mishnah, no. Loishem et starfin zemzeh. It's not that we're going to be able to put these two together and make one pair of Eidos out of them. Ela rather, the reason they should both go is, She'im yipasel echad mehen. Should one of them become pasel, Yitzdarif hasheni im acher. We can connect the second one with someone else who came to testify that he saw the moon. Okay, let's explain as follows. Generally, when Edom come to give Eidos, whether they're saying that Reuven owes Shimon money, or they're saying Dina Nefashis that so-and-so killed someone, there can't be any psul. And there are 10 types of psulim. They have to be men, they cannot be avodim, they cannot be ketanim, they cannot be shaitim, they can't be a cheresh, they can't be a suma, can't be someone who can't hear, can't be someone who can't see, there can't be rishayim, there can't be people that act in a not nice way, like they eat in front of everyone on the street. They can't be relatives. And they can't be someone that is nogeya be'edus, meaning to say that he has an interest over here, one way or another, a personal thing to gain or lose, depending on this edus. So now, if we have a father and a son that saw the chodesh, they saw the night of the 30th, there's the new moon. So we're going to say to this father and son, go, both of you, go to Beis Din, even on Shabbos. That's what the Melechet Shleima says. Why? Loi, not because, again, Shemet Starf and Zemzeh, that this can be one group of Eidos, because they're Kriva. They're possibly Eidos HaChodesh, the same way they would be possible for any other Eidos. Ela, rather, the reason they should both go is, She'im Yipasel Echad Mehen. Let's say the father or the son. When Bezin starts asking questions, what you saw, where did you see, how did you see it, he contradicts himself, he doesn't know, he doesn't answer Tzimzach. Or let's say it turns out that one of them is a gazlin, a balaveiran, therefore he's pasul. So we can take the other one. If it's the father that becomes pasul, we can still use the son. And if it's the son that becomes pasul, we can still use the father. Yitzdarif hasheni, the second one, will connect im acher with someone else that's not a relative. And we can have now a good set of edus. Shimon argues in the Tanakhama. Shimon says, they can go and they can say edus. Reb Shimon holds, Avu Benai, a father and a son, v'chol akreiv, and all relatives, even though they're possible for any other Eidos, for Dini Mamanis, for Dini Nefashais, b'ksherin they are kosher le'Eidos HaChodesh. And Reb Shimon learns that from a Pasuk. Pasuk says, v'yayim Rashem el Moshe v'arein HaChodesh azel lechem. So Reb Shimon learns, this Eidos of Kiddush HaChodesh is ksheira b'chem, even though you are brothers. The Tanakhama learns from a Chodesh is Elohim, a drasha that we mentioned earlier. Kiddush HaChodesh is only for the great people of the generation, for the Gedolim Shebedar, like you. But it didn't mean to say that Moshe and Aaron, who are brothers, are kosher according to the Tanakhama. Now, the halach is like the Tanakhama, that Krovim are psulim, the Eidos HaChodesh. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, basically, Rabbi Yossi is telling us that this machloikis between the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon, the Tanakhama who says relatives are possible for Eidos HaChodesh, and Reb Shimon says that they're kosher, we know about this machloikis, because Maisa, there was a story, B'Tovya HaRaifa, by a doctor called Tovya, Sheroa Es HaChodesh B'Yerushalayim, he saw the Chodesh, he saw the new moon in Yerushalayim. And who was with him? Who he was there, Ubenoi and his son, the Avdoi Meshocher, and his Evet Kanani that was freed. These three saw the Lulavana, and they came before Bezin to testify. The Kiblu HaKehanim Oisevi Ezbenoi, the Kehanim, who Paskin like Reb Shimon, that Kroivim or Kosher for Eidos HaChodesh, accepted he and his son, but Upaslu was Avdoi. They said, even though now he's free, but they held that Eidos HaChodesh has to be Davka, through Edom that have a Yichus, not an Evet Kanani that was free. However, when they came before the Bezin HaGadolin Yerushalayim, that actually is Mekadesh the Chodesh, they paskin the other way around, on two counts. First of all, Kiblu Oisevi Es Avdai. They accepted him and his Evet. They said there's no din, that an Evet Meshuchar, that an Evet Kanani that was freed, can't say Edus. But Upaslu Es Benai. They said, you can't say Edus, Reb Dr. Tuvia, you can't say Edus together with your son, because they held like the Tanakama that Kroivin are psulim li Edus Achayish. So in our Mishnah, we learned that there's a machloikis between Reb Shimon and the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds relatives are possible for Edus Achayish. Reb Shimon says they are kosher. Reb Yossi says there was Taka's story by a famous Tuvia Haraifa who saw the Chayish in Yerushalayim. There were three people standing there, the doctor, his son, and an eved that they freed. The Kehanim said, you and your son are okay. They held, like Reb Shimon, that Kroivim are kasha, but they passed the eved. When they came before the Bezna Gadol Yerushalayim, they said, no, he and the eved are okay. But they passed he and his son, because they paskin, like the Tanakama, that Kroivim, their relatives, are passel for Edus HaChodesh.